Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bob's favorite actor is Pee-wee Herman. Right after him is Ethel Merman. Who was Ethel Merman, Bob?
Ethel Merman was very good in her day, yes.
What, was she in a show?
Movies.
Yeah?
I think so.
T-Bird was just telling me he's been getting into 70s sitcoms, and so have myself and Susie. We went back to All in the Family. You ever watch that?
Oh, God.
Remember
yes.
That show?
That would not do well today.
No, it's so interesting to go back and
I used
listen
to, love
to,
MASH.
The, to the dialogue.
The dialogue, yeah. I love MASH.
Great.
Was one of my favorites. Just, you know, all the characters were just... Alan Alda was terrific. I used to love him. Hogan's Heroes. Did you ever watch that, Hogan's Heroes?
Oh, yeah.
Heroes?
Bob Crane. Was Hogan.
Hogan.
Yeah.
I don't know what the name of Sergeant
How
Schultz
about Sanford
was, but he was
and
real,
Son.
Yep.
Great show.
Moving on up.
Moving
the
on
Jeffersons.
Up. The greatest theme song ever. Look at this, Bob, that I found. We're at the baseball card castle in Cranberry. We're with the general. He's standing right in front of us, and what a wonderful man he is. It happened every time I walked down an aisle. I just went to the bathroom during the break on the way back. A program in mint condition, Carnegie Tech versus Notre Dame, October 28th, 1939. Ron covered the game. 25 cents. Look at that. Look at this program from the game. And this is when Carnegie Tech was a powerhouse.
They really were, and that's why they were playing Notre Dame. And it was a big item, apparently. So really good cover.
I could spend 25
cents.
Here.
You know, that's what I mean. You'd find things. It's like a discovery zone here.
It's absolutely.
You could find, and because of it, we have some great things that they've allowed us to auction off for the feed.
Why don't you tell people about that, Bob? And I'm going to add that we're going to now go till 2 o'clock with these, and the winners will be informed by phone if they have won. Why don't you go through
right.
The auction items as we kick off Feed the Need. The number is 412-920-9444. Go ahead, Bob.
So Paul Skeens, the PSA 10 rookie lot set, 3 cards, all in great shape, up to $700. If you want to improve that, call 412-920-9444. The Clemente booklet card, game-used bat pieces that are used in this display. It's really cool, and it's worth a lot more than this bid. But the bid is $650. That's a bargain. If you'd like to top it, please do. Baseball Card Castle has made this all possible. T.J. Watt autographed jersey, Beckett Authentic, is up to $200. The Penguins team signed stick with 22 autographs, including Mario Lemieux, Coffey, Recce, Stevens, Caulfield, and others, $300. And O'Neill Cruz autograph ball is up to $125. We'll go to 2 o'clock, and if you want to get a bid in, please do so before then.
And, of course, in the meantime, you can always text 50155. Text NEED to 50155. Bob, are you aware that you have a new president and general manager at
yes.
KDKA-TV?
Julie Eisman, yes.
Have you met her yet?
No, they just made the announcement yesterday. So Chris Catuno, who's been there for a long time, is going to head into retirement. And I'm sure he's very excited about that because he spent a lot of time in television. So We have a changing of the guard down there, Katie Casey.
Is it nerve-wracking when you have a changing of the guard, Bob? Do you feel like you have to prove yourself yet again?
Yeah, I think that's generally how everyone feels when new management comes in, sure. But I've been through a lot of these over the years. I've been there for 43 years. I think I counted 13 of general managers.
43 years. Wow.
So I've seen it, and she's...
You've seen it all.
I can tell you that she's well-received by a lot of people, so I look forward to working with her.
She worked in Wilkes-Barre right before
that's right, Bob.
You think she's a follower of the Wilkes-Barre Penguins?
I certainly hope so. I mean, we like sports people involved in what we do.
We never did talk about the actual Penguins implosion last night, at least not at any...
Again, to me, it was all about Letang, Carlson being not what they need to be defensively late in the game when you're up 2-0. They gave away too many high-quality chances. And when you do that, sure, Tristan Jarry looks like he had 4 goals and 3, actually one empty netter. But the quality chances are really very telling. And
yeah,
you can't do that when you're trying to protect a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, I feel like that was pretty much it, that there was maybe a small kernel of hope, a miracle to be had, but there wasn't much. And once again, it's the Islanders who put the nail in it. So, like they've done so many times over the years.
It's always been the Islanders.
Yeah,
huh?
It's amazing.
David Volek. Every time I think about them, I think of him.
50 years worth. All right, Bob. Let's go back to...
How about the other big story,
the Jared
elbow.
Jones story?
Yeah,
that's where I wanted to go.
A lot of people may not have heard that today, but it came out early after the medical people met with the media down there.
I mean, that's exactly what you don't want to hear in spring training. And by the way, this is now the second consecutive year that bad news has come out of spring training. You remember last year, and I might be forgetting about something else, but last year one of the big stories was David Bednar wasn't quite right. And I felt like they rushed him at the beginning of the year. And that was that their bullpen. We could pick many reasons why the Pirates of 24 imploded. Bullpen might top my list. And he had more blown saves in the first week and a half than he did the previous season, or at least as many.
Yep.
And now it's Jared Jones with right elbow discomfort. Sure, maybe it's nothing. Maybe he'll be fine. But it seems to me whenever I see that, it's followed by really bad news. And it just underscores how precious their opportunity is with these young pitchers and how short a time they may have them,
exactly.
either via injury, as so many power pitchers endure, or via finances, where they're only going to be able to afford some of these guys for so long.
Yeah, and when you think of a guy like Jones, if you lose a year with him, because they brought him up here last year when not many people thought they would, he had a really good spring training, and they decided, we'll bring him up. He's ready to go, which was surprising to a lot of us. You're actually going to bring up a young kid like that, but
yeah,
he was well worth the call-up. But now, if they lose a season, hypothetically not, but let's hope that doesn't happen, that's 2 years down. You know, you're moving closer and closer, but they got to have other guys, and they do. They have pitchers here like Thomas Harrington, who went 5 innings yesterday. He looks like the guy who may get a shot at this. You never know. There could be a good story there developing. But
I don't like what I'm hearing, Bob.
About?
Just Shelty's quote. Like, if I had heard, you know what, this is just precautionary, you know, there's no damage, major damage. Instead, he said he's not going to make his next start in spring training. That's for sure. I think with that being said, we're going to have to look at what happens going into the season. I mean, obviously, he's probably not going to pitch at the beginning of the year. And then Todd Tomczyk, the medical guy, said he just wasn't recovering as we would like him to. We're still in the process of learning as much as we possibly can. Don't have an official diagnosis or prognosis. We're in the early stages of learning about this. It just doesn't sound great to me.
It sounds like, if anything, if he doesn't need surgery, then they're going to wait for a long time to make sure he's...
Yeah.
So in any event there, he's not going to be available early on. And hopefully it won't require that, because that's what you always think of when you hear elbow tightness or soreness.
Right. Now, on the other hand, Tomczyk said this is normal protocol. When a pitcher comes to the medical staff with a concern of not recovering well, which indicates there was something already going wrong with him, we want to be thorough and comprehensive. He says, I don't want to be alarmist. And that's fair enough. There are also times where we get this, and it is something a guy can pitch through. It's just, we've all heard it a million times. As soon as I heard that this morning on my drive in fact, I think it was Limits who said, yeah, they're saying he has elbow discomfort. That's just, it's just like, the first reaction is, oh, no.
Because it always leads to that. And I go back to Garrett Cole at the beginning of the spring. He had the same thing, and there was thought that he would just be fine with rest. Well, then they soon discover he got a second opinion. And, by the way, Jared Jones is getting a second opinion. So it sounds like they're looking for answers, and they may not get the ones they want.
How about the big boy coming on with us in the last segment, thinking that Mason Rudolph can lead them to 10 or 11 wins? I mean, if he can do that, then why even go out and look for anybody else? He's a legitimate high-impact starter if he leads the Steelers to 11 wins, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, it doesn't matter how you get him. If you get 11 wins and he's your starting quarterback, then he's touching the ball on every play, regardless how you get it.
Well, why wasn't he widely coveted around the NFL then?
Yeah, I think that's a stretch to go that far with, you know. But I think they're in the situation they're in. You know, I look back at the Justin Fields. There are a lot of different things you can say about it. I've been saying all along from the beginning of this process that that's who I wanted. I thought they were going to sign him and move on with other business and just draft a quarterback next year. I still think that looking back, if they had a mulligan, they would have done that. I also think, you remember when he first came here, Joe, they picked him up, sixth round pick, great deal for them. He started 4-2, could have been 5-1. Dallas gave up the 95-yard drive. They gave up a 95-yard drive or whatever it was to Dallas to lose the game. It could have been 5-1. Why didn't they just pick up the option, his fifth year? We talk about Najee's all the time. Justin Fields was $25 million for a fifth-year option. They could have done it. It's not that big of a deal in a quarterback room anyway, price-wise.
Well, Jerry Dulac just saw this. Steelers preparing to go in a different direction if they can't reach an agreement with Rodgers. What else are they going to do? Of course they have to go in a different direction, but Jerry says they're offering Rodgers 41, a one-year deal to be their starter, but are preparing to go in a different direction if an agreement can't be reached. What direction? I mean, is it Russell Wilson? How bad would that look when they're the ones who came out and said, our preference is Wilson or Fields? Wilson's been out there. All I have to do is say yes, and he would be back here in 2 seconds. They haven't, which is an obvious indication they don't really want him, and they would be settling if they took him. Do they turn back to Wilson? Do they go for Brooke Pryor mentioned, or was it her yesterday, Drew Locke as a possibility?
There are a lot
Bob?
Of names out there.
Joe Flacco?
They're out there for a reason. So if that's the case, if that happens, and if they don't really want Russell Wilson, then I would imagine it'll be Rudolph, somebody like Flacco, and they'll draft a quarterback mid-round and have him in here. Next year, they'll redraft the quarterback. Just because they're going to be more.
Or the different direction, and I'm not joking about this, is drafting someone in the first round, whether they think they could get Sanders dropping near them or Dart.
Well, but how about if it requires moving up? If they go in the top 10, you remember what it cost to go Devin Bush in the top 10. What would it cost to move up in this year's draft?
A lot,
and
I would
say. Do they
say.
Have enough? They have it maybe next year after they get compensatory picks, they would, but why not wait till next year when you have
a bigger
allotment of quarterbacks?
If you love a guy, if you're not reaching just because it's a need and you actually love one of these franchise quarterbacks, why wouldn't you move up?
If you're in love, you go and make the play. If you're not in love with a person, then you don't. You let it fall to you. And if it falls to you and he's on your board as a high pick, someone you want, then fine. If not...
Do you remember the first time you fell in love, Bob?
Oh, geez. You're going to go back to all that. I remember why I fell in love with my wife.
That's a good answer.
She offered everything that I ever could ever ask in a man.
I was in love with Wendy Smith.
Wendy?
Yeah, I was, a junior in high school.
That was your first... You remember your first love?
Who doesn't?
I don't.
That's angrily.
I don't remember.
I love Wendy Smith, but I was scared of her and all girls, including Amy Alfano. And I'll never forget Amy Alfano sitting behind me at a basketball game.
He even remembers their name. Like, it's amazing. He remembers the name, where they were sitting, what they were wearing.
I was scared because I was so pale that my basketball teammates called me Casper, and I had braces and greasy hair and purple tough skins. And I didn't think anybody would ever want to even talk to me, let alone go on a date or anything.
And you would be correct. And she probably ignored you, right?
She did, yes. Yes, she did, Bob.
I remember a few times, but none of them rose to the level of this.
Yeah.
With my wife has been terrific. We've been married for 37 years now.
37?
Yeah.
When's your anniversary?
In May. So that'll be 38. Getting close to the big 401.
I've been married since 2006.
Good.
I think. Yeah, 2006.
The over and under was 5 years, and you went over.
The over under was zero. I didn't get married till I was like 40 years old.
Wow. And then Susie came along, and that was it.
Yeah.
Head over heels.
And then Marianne, the kid, came along 2 years later after we got married. It's incredible, Bob.
You're so proud of your daughter, and I love that. You go travel, do the things as a father should.
I got a late start. I was like Geno Smith with the Seahawks. It didn't happen for a while, but then all of a sudden, everything happened. All hell broke loose.
Well, good for you. Ultimately, you end up with the people you want to be with, and it makes a huge difference.
Will it here? Because it seems like the Steelers, if they don't get Rodgers, would be going to choices like beyond their top 3, 4, 5. I mean, Bob, they look like desperate losers right now, don't they? Groveling for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I really thought, I guess they misplayed that field situation, unless they really didn't want him and just going through an offer. But if you make an offer to someone and it's a legitimate offer, you have to believe that they would have wanted him. Now, maybe he didn't get the assurances that he wanted beyond that, and based on being taken out after 4-2, that could have, you know, made him think differently about whether or not he was going to get the chance to be their starter. So, I don't know. But now, with that gone, and if this doesn't work, man, they're really going to be looking around to find anyone.
Join us for Dine and Donate Week, supporting the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Visit the following local restaurants with a portion of the food sales going to our Feed the Need Radiothon on March 25th, which is next week. Today, Albero Verde in Green Tree. Tomorrow, Pittsburghers in Bethel Park. All the details at 93.7thefan.com. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Look who just walked in.
We are who?
Jerry DiPaolo.
Oh, my God.
He's over there.
It is Jerry DiPaolo. Let's give him a hand, Bob.
I haven't seen Jerry in a long time.
One of the nicest men in America. Hello, Jerry. You look great.
Pittsburgh Tribune review. And
he's the third nicest Pittsburgh sports person in history behind Marc-Andre Fleury and Jeff Hathorn.
That's
right. Do you know that?
It is
hard to beat them.
It's good to
Jerry,
see you, though.
Jerry, why don't you join us in a moment here?
Sure.
This would be incredible.
Yeah.
It's great to see you.
See you. How you been, Jeff?
I've never been better, and I value your inquiry. We used to work together covering Steelers.
I'm sure.
And Pitt all the time. He's one of Pat Narduzzi's favorites.
He's always in the front row. I hear the questions being asked. So.
Why don't we talk to Jerry next? That would be wonderful. We're at the Baseball Card Castle. This place is awesome.
Update real quick, Joe. Paul Skeens now. This PSA 10 rookie set is up to $1,000, and so is the Clemente booklet card up to $1,000. You still have time until 2 o'clock. Call 412-920-9444 if you want to make a bid.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Mulsey, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
very kindly. Our thanks to the General Jeff Patton for all our time here. Amy Mock did a wonderful job from our station. T-Bird, reigning hot dog eating champion. Jerry DePaula shows up at the end of the show sitting right next to me. And Bob Pompiani, all of us had a wonderful time.
32 years for Jerry at the Trib. Keep on keeping 32 on.
32 years. Yes,
sir, how about
wow.
that, huh?
You look great, Jerry.
Thank you. So do you, Joe.
Well, what did you buy there?
My grandson, Baylor. You know, he's a big card collector. His birthday is Sunday, I think.
Nice. Eagles fan?
Yes. He has a, we all got him a Hurts jersey for Christmas.
I love that. You should have Bob treat you to those cards.
Treat me?
Yeah.
No, that's okay. I could
He's
afford
a very
it.
Very generous man.
I'm all right. I'm good.
We had a great time. Jerry, our time is short here.
Yes.
Tell us about Pitt football right now and what's going to happen next year.
Well, you know, I really don't know if it's going to be a great season. Thank you. A great season, you know, for Pitt. They have so many questions. And it's a big year for Pat Narduzzi, too. When you go 3-9 in 2023, then you end up in 2024 with a six-game losing streak, you better start winning and winning in a hurry. Now, Eli Holstein is back, and Kyle Lewis is back, and Desmond Reed. They stepped up NIL-wise and brought these guys back. But you never know. You know, they brought in a lot of transfers, 3 wide receiver transfers, 3 defensive end transfers. Who knows how good they are? You know? So, but we'll see. You know, I think that the schedule is difficult. Notre Dame's on the schedule this year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in West Virginia on the road. In fact, Eli Holstein talked yesterday about going to West Virginia, and he says, I think they're going to throw batteries at me. And he says,
he's probably right.
He's probably right. He says, well,
Adam Crowley will be first in line.
Right? Yeah, they will. They did it to Dave Parker, Bob. They'll do it to this guy.
I remember, but there's no reason to do that anyway. I know people are crazy about how they think. As far as Pat Narduzzi, we talked about this all the time where these contracts get in the way of things sometimes.
Right.
You know, he and Capel both are set for a lot of years.
2030, yeah.
And it takes a big amount of money. Do you see any scenario under which they would make a change?
Not before the season, not before the football season. And basketball season's been over now for almost 2 weeks. I would think if they were going to make a change at basketball, they would have done it already. I could open up my email, you know, in 5 minutes and see some kind of thing. Yeah. You never know. But I think next year is big for both of them. This is big for Narduzzi and big for Jeff. Because
huge.
I think they have. Yeah, because this year's basketball team was supposed to be really good.
12-2.
Yeah, 12-2, and they ended up, boom, you know, 17-15. It's not good, and fans aren't happy, and administration can't be happy either, though we haven't heard from Alan Green yet.
Thank you, Jerry.
The general took care of you. Look at all
yes,
this.
Yes, he did. Thank you,
nice
General.
Packs. Again, you have still, what, about 12 minutes to bid on these auction items to help feed the need. We have the Paul Skeens rookie cards. That's up to $1,000, 3 rookie cards. The Clemente booklet card with Mantle, Ted Williams, Yaz, Frank Robinson. That's up to $1,000. The T.J. Watt autographed jersey, Beckett Authentic, up to $225. The Penguins signed stick, Mario Coffee, Recce, Stevens, Caulfield, etc., that's up to $300, and the O'Neill Cruz autograph ball is now up to $125. 412-920-9444. You have up till 2. Bob?
We have a special announcement here that the general is going to make, and that's about this Paul Skeens card. It's up to $1,000, but before we go, General, make it quick. Tell us what you're doing.
What we're going to do is offer a second lot to any of the bidders that were in there. If they want to match the current high bid, we'll throw in a second lot. And all the money goes to feed the need.
Holy bird milk.
Perfect.
This is
Thank
getting
you,
better
Jeff.
All the
so
time.
So, in other words, it's $1,000. He has a second set here. So, if you want to match that before 2 o'clock, call 412-920-9444.
Bob, I'll see you next Monday.
Yes,
Jerry,
sir.
I hope to see you soon.
Good to see
not
you,
every
Joe.
10 years or so like this.
Enjoy Florida.
Great to see you.
See T-Bird. If you see Ron, give him my regards.
I will. He's a big fan of yours. T-Bird, have a wonderful night. See you guys.
All right, guys.